Welcome to the Haters Press Conference Podcast. This is the first place, some say only, where you can hear football's leading managers' press conferences in full.
Hi guys, Jameson Dennis here from Selhurst Park. We've just heard from Erik ten Hag after Manchester United were beaten 4-0 by Crystal Palace. The Manchester United boss spoke about the injury woes suffered by his team, while also saying it was probably his worst defeat while in charge of the club.
John, Erik, hugely disappointing result. What do you put the performance and the result of the outcome down to?
Yeah, it's, as you say, very disappointing. Underperforming, definitely. Worst defeat, and we should have done better. So, there were many things. There was a team performance who was not correct, making big mistakes, not following, say, the plan and the script and the rules we have. Of course, also individual mistakes, but then we should cover each other, and we didn't do. We let each other down, and then you get a worse defeat.
Individually, does that come down to sort of individual performances as well? So players are really struggling in identifying individuals, but some of the performances clearly not up to the standards that they would.
Absolutely not. It's the truth. But also, we know players, not all the players are positioning in, say, in their favorite positions because we have huge problems. But then we have to help out each other.
You mentioned it's your biggest defeat of the season. Would you say it's your low point of the season too? What's been quite a hard season for you?
Yes, it was very poor, how we gave the goals away, and especially when we prepare a team and then good cheating of the first goal, that is very disappointing. Really easy giveaways, and that shouldn't happen, and especially not in the circumstances we are in, because we have problems. But then you have to help each other out.
In spite of the injuries that you've had, they've been huge, but was that performance and a result that you saw coming at all? Was that out of the blue, basically?
Actually, yes, because this is the fourth defeat in 2024. And so far, you have always seen a team was playing, following a script. And that's why we didn't have a lot of wins, but we were hard to beat. And today, we were easy to beat. Yes, I'm sure that they had the right intention to come on, and they were eager from the start. But once we were playing, we didn't perform. Individuals didn't perform, and as a team, we didn't perform.
Was Johnny Evans's lack of fitness, did that compromise your plans before the game even started? So I know you said you weren't going to start him if Harry was fit.
No, definitely not. And so a huge respect for Johnny that he stepped in, but he wasn't ready to go into this game. And he only had 2 days training. And so that is one example. But he played for 90 minutes. And a reward that he did this. But of course, he can't play to the levels what he can normally do.
Mr. Ten Hag, after the result against Coventry City, you said Manchester United need to have belief of the remaining games and playing teams like Manchester City. At a time like this, where is your belief coming from that things will improve?
Because, as I said, we had only 4 defeats so far, and we had all season big problems, and especially the last weeks, we had the big problems in the back line. But all the time, there was a team with a fighting spirit, and it was a team was hard to beat. And as I said, today we were easy to beat.
Is there something that you are seeing behind the scenes that you'd like fans to see more in the field?
So you have seen the fans, they're backing us. They're from minute one till the end, they're behind the team. And so I guess they see the problems we have, and I really are really happy, pleased with their support, and the team is really pleased with it. And we should have taken their fighting spirit into the pitch.
Last question.
Eric, you said about the players fighting like the fans and not being able to follow clear instructions. How worrying is it for you when a professional footballer
is not? I didn't say instructions. I said the script, and I said following the rules. I didn't say the instructions.
I know you said in another interview about following clear instructions on the first
one. There was a script, and they should follow that, and they didn't do. So professionals shouldn't allow this because it was such an easy giveaway goal. I have five players over the ball, and when they have a throw-in, and it's not the first time this season this happens. And I know we have young players, but also even young players, they should learn when they play in the first team, they should take responsibility there.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe or follow and leave us a positive review. It really will help us get to more grounds around the footballing world. You can also follow Haters TV on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and our wonderful website at haters.com. Thanks for listening.